The views expressed are not necessarily those of KSCJ and Powell Broadcasting Company. This program is not intended to replace the advice of doctors or other clinical providers. Consult with your practitioner to ensure the proper course of action for you.
Welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well on AM 1360, FM 94.9, KSCJ. This program is dedicated to your mental health wellness and brought to you by Family Services, a United Way partner agency. Here's your host, Art Silva.
Good morning, Siouxland, and welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well. This show is all about your mental wellness and how you can help yourself navigate the daily highway of life. We hope to educate and motivate you to help improve your mental wellness environment. Our show is brought to you by Family Services, a United Way partner agency, serving the Siouxland community. Our topic today is benefits of social media. And joining me is my co-host, Brenda Geisinger, Chief Operating Officer, Boys and Girls Home and Family Services. Good morning, Brenda.
Good morning.
And how are you this morning?
Good, and you?
Okay, well, welcome to the month of August. This is our first show for the month of August. Next stop, Labor Day?
Yeah.
Summer is moving fast, so everybody get out there and enjoy it. Would you please introduce our guest and today's topic?
Today we have with us Christy Spicer. She's been with us numerous times and has been with the agency for how long now, Christy?
Like 7 years.
Yeah.
This month.
Hey.
She's also a certified play therapist and does phenomenal work on our outpatient services. So welcome, Christy.
Thank you.
Today we're going to talk about social media and the benefits of social media. I think quite often we hear all the negatives and how to monitor that and that social media is the big bad evil. So we're going to put a spin on it and really talk about the benefits of social media because there are some and I think we tend to forget that. So we always want to be positive in promoting mental health awareness and positivity. So that's what we're going to talk about.
Now that sounds like great. So it sounds like a great topic, and Christy, we're glad to have you here again. She's been on with us before, and it's always fun. So let's get busy.
Yeah, so social media, I thought it was good to kind of take a look at it. You know, we're getting ready for kids to head back to school. Our lifestyles will change here a little bit going into fall. And there's some real positives that can come from being online and connecting with other people, seeing what ideas are out there. I think, you know, we like Brenda had said, we hear a lot about the negatives, but there are some positives, and I think we need to recognize those, too.
We're going to show both sides of the coin today, and let's get through some of those benefits of taking a look at social media.
Yeah, so one of the things that I think about right away is just the ability to connect with other people. I think social media really allows for that. You know, you hear about like people connecting on Facebook or Instagram or, you know, different social media platforms. And so, you know, I'm connected with people I went to high school with. And
yes.
I think that without that, I wouldn't know what any of those folks are doing with their lives. And so it's really interesting and fun to kind of be able to connect with people that way. I think we also have an opportunity to connect with people that might have similar interests to us, whether it's a hobby or something else that we're really passionate about. And then we also have the opportunity to connect with people that might be going through similar challenges as us too, whether it's a mental health issue or something else that is challenging us at that time. And we know that through social connection, we can feel good about ourselves. Our mental health can be more positive. And so having that opportunity, I think, can really be of benefit to people.
Well, you touched on it and how we can, with the social media, expand our network. And while the internet is just a world of things to go look at and discover, we can also develop our own personal networks on there. I was reading a story about a disabled child and how with the help of his sister, he helped develop something that helped him going to social media. She worked with him and they came up. So there's something where he developed a circle of friends going through the same thing. So, yeah, you're right. We hear a lot of bad things about it, but there's a lot of good things going on with social media also. Let's talk about some of the other advantages. How about taking a look at social skills? You, when you go online and you start to communicate, you are practicing social skills. So this gives you a chance. Something I read was really interesting. that it gets back to children with disabilities, that children in school are less likely to come up face-to-face with a child with a disability and more likely to contact that person by way of social media because they feel more comfortable and they can talk about it and stuff. So while it may be over my head at my age, it's a whole new world for people down there. And I think that's what we're trying to get across today. For people that understand it in a limited, very limited mm-hmm. fashion, I go here, look for this, put a question, I get an answer.
Mm-hmm.
So much, much more to that. So many more benefits. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm Art Silver along with Brenda Geisinger and our guest clinical therapist, Christy Spicer. And we're discussing the benefits of social media. Let's talk about the types of social media. What are we looking at here? What types of social media?
Yeah, so the things I think about is we have the Facebook, we have Instagram, we have lots of platforms like that that's really about connecting other people and ideas. I think we also have, just blogs and, sometimes you can find an article too on a certain topic and people have made comments. Sometimes the author has responded to those comments. And so you can really get into a dialogue. I know that there's professional organizations that have message boards where you can post questions and people can give answers. And those are people who are those folks on those are, they've probably paid to be a part of that group and then have that same expertise that you do. And so they're going to be speaking the same language and can kind of help you navigate whatever your question might be. That you're looking for. And so there's just some different ways to kind of connect. There's also, there are videos. So, different platforms have videos. You got YouTube. The big one that you hear about these days is TikTok with short videos where you can learn things and connect with people in some different ways as well. So a lot of ways to kind of be fun with it too. And so it's not just kind of reading and writing, but some other opportunities.
And along the way, we pick up, you learn technology skills. You know how to go to places, look for sites, what to do. I'm amazed every time I'm around my my children, how they zip-zap search, what search? I'm going through all these memos, but it's just, so you do pick up some technology skills. And I think for some of the older people, I'll put myself in that category, you just limit how much you want to learn. And I want to learn this much, and that's all I need to get, to get by with this internet. And some people understand that there's a lot more stuff out there that you can access.
Yeah, I think the other thing, just kind of as a caution, is know where your information's coming from, right? I can get in and I can search, depression or something like that, right? And you can get so much good information, right? That can be really helpful to you and connect you to some people who might be helpful. But there might also be some stuff that's out there that is not reputable, that's not good information. It's not backed up by, science or, credible stuff too. So I think it's important to understand, where's my information coming from that I'm accessing? And our friends, that we connect with via social media on Facebook or whatever platform it might be, they're going to give you their own perspective. And that is fabulous. But also keep in mind that it is their perspective. And there are other ways to think about the same topic, most likely. And so, I also see social media as an opportunity to see multiple sides of an issue. I think that we tend to be friends who are most similar to us.
Like-minded.
Right? Like-minded. And we enjoy spending time with those folks, which is great. But at the same time, that's going to only give us those ideas. And so seek out some contrary beliefs to your own to see another side of an issue or a problem that you have going for yourself. I think that's one of the ways that social media can be helpful too.
Well, youth are not equally at risk when they're online. You could take a look at, you have safeguards, like you mentioned, out there. Look at your source of information. And as that information comes in, there's a wide spectrum of how people use that. So I think there has to be some type of safety check, some field where if it doesn't look right, what are you looking for?
Mm-hmm.
That helps you to identify these sites of misinformation. So I think that's all part of the education.
Mm-hmm.
So many people are tricked into it and they fall into it by either a link or something else. I think we have to know how to, A, first of all, A, that it exists, and then B, how are we going to handle this and teach that story to our kids, because it's out there.
Mm-hmm.
And now, what do you see when you get that? What happens if you see some type of form of bullying going on? What do you do? I know they have a new, you got a little thing on your cell phone now you can press, and that says, no, don't do that when it starts to bully, a little icon there. So I think there's a lot of benefits to it. We've covered a lot so far in the first half of our show, and we're coming up on our break, so we would like you to continue your morning chill as we welcome the dawn of another beautiful day in Siouxland. We'll be right back with more When Things Aren't Going Well right here on 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, KSCJ.
Let's face it, it happens to all of us. However, the pandemic has compounded all of our lives and activities. Even the simplest tasks seem harder. Hi, I'm Brenda Geisinger, the Chief Operating Officer at the Boys and Girls Home and Family Services. Family Services is a United Way partner agency serving children and families of our community, and we're here to help. If you'd like to learn more about Family Services, please contact us via email, website, Facebook, or phone Mary Pickens. At Family Services, we change lives.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well on KSCJ. Here's Art Silva.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well. Let's continue our discussion on the benefits of social media. And I'm with Brenda Geisinger and our guest from Family Services, Christy Spicer. Ladies, let me ask you, what can we gain from being on social media? That's a million-dollar question. But what can we gain from being on social media?
I think one of the things is, like Christy mentioned, just connecting with other people, opinions, thoughts, old acquaintances, new friends. It's just a way of having another interaction with someone, another community, or another way to just reach out with your own opinion and thought. I think that's probably one of the biggest benefits, but it shouldn't preclude you having live in-person connections. It's just another way to enhance connections with people.
I think it's also an opportunity to maybe meet people to have connections
right.
with, right? So, you know, if you, you know, find a, you know, a group in our, there are lots of great groups in our community here too, that I don't often, I didn't know existed in, except for through social media. People started to say like, hey, did you know about this group? They have this common interest in this group, you know? And so it's a way to connect and find out about some of those, you know, groups that are out there that might share common interest to you. And then you can go check out one of their in-person meetings to be able to have that in-person connection. You know, the other thing I think about too is that sometimes we maybe have a problem and maybe need to access some support and some help with it. You know, I've heard, you know, through, you know, the pandemic with COVID, a lot of in-person kind of self-help groups weren't able to meet. And so they went to more of an online system. And I think even now, I think that's a good way for some people to start saying, okay, maybe I do have a problem and need to explore this a little bit more. I think it's an option. Again, in person, you know, we all think that that is better. That's how we like to provide our services too. That's our preference at Family Services. But you know, sometimes people need another way to kind of get started. And so I think social media can, and just online options can provide people that gateway. And it's all about getting started and helping a person feel better.
Well, there is a report that just came out, and it highlights a lot of the ways it advises parents, I should say, how to help their children understand and navigate the technologies, creating a safe context so that the children will turn to them if there's any problems. So when you look at social media, there's a misuse of personal information that can happen. And by the time adolescents find out about it, it can be too late. They were very trusting going into the system. So I think, you know, parents, what can parents do to help their children in this area?
I think one of the things with parents is recognizing social media is here to stay. and how to teach kids to use it appropriately. Here are the rules. Here's the understanding of it. It could also be used as a motivator. If you do your chores, you can be on your cell phone for X amount of minutes. So it's a way to gauge that and then also have some rules around it. And then also to the discussions. A lot of times, if parents are really in tune with what's going on and watching social media, they can find some valuable information of what's happening with teens right now. Currently, there's this trend and kids are saying, I want a back-to-school necklace. And really what that's talking about is very negative. It's about kids that are thinking about suicide. And knowing that phrase, and if your child is starting to say it, you can have a very in-depth conversation of what's going on and their fears about going back to school. But if you aren't aware of that and aren't in tune, and one way to be in tune is listening to what your kids are saying and then checking on social media what's happening and really deepen your conversations and connections. So it's being aware, being attuned, and monitoring it. I think those are key things.
Mm-hmm. I think parents, if they approach the child or their child, but they, hey, I'm here to help you. All I got to do, all I have is my wisdom. Let me share my wisdom with you, and then you make your, hopefully the right decisions. But for example, you got teenagers, and they're always accepting friends. I have friends that will not let their children accept friends unless they know them offline, and that's the rule. If you know them mm-hmm. offline, accept a friend. If not, and the parents go in every now and look at that friend network. Because that friend network should mirror the people they see in their halls, the names they discuss at the dinner table, the social times that they're at. These are the friends that is like the village that mm-hmm. parents count on to keep mm-hmm. an eye on their kids when they're not around. Mm-hmm. So I think that can be a tremendous value of social media, that parents aren't here to put you down or keep you from using it. We're here to help you to use it right. There's tons of information out there. I'll share something with you. I get bored at night and nothing going on. I'll go on YouTube mm-hmm. and I'll learn something, like how to cook a pizza on a submarine. Like I'm going to use that skill someday. But it's interesting. You go over, you pick up some stuff. There's a lot of stuff out there that's free. And I really think, anything you put out there and you put into a community can be abused. And I hate to see it when it's done with bullying or you hear about the internet connections, stuff like that. I think in those situations, that's an absence of an adult overseeing, taking a look at, or it could be involvement with a group that you don't want your children involved with. So it can work as a great red flag signal if you do it the right way. I don't like the punitive nature where you can't do this. No, we're going to be positive about this. It's a privilege and you're going to earn this and I'm going to help support you. But here are the guidelines and you step out of these parameters and there'll be consequences. And that's how things work in the world. So I think in growing up with our kids, the easier we can be, the more of a benefit we can show them. They're not going to realize what we're trying to tell them at that time. So don't give up, parents. Just keep hanging in there and use humor. You don't always have to be hard with them, you know. Use a little bit of humor to try to soften it a little bit. And above all, listen to what they're saying. Listen to their why. Why do they want to do this? Why? And I think if you start with the why, it might give you a good course to go in trying to get a better understanding of this. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Any thoughts on this?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, just like so many other things that parents are navigating with their kids, it's always about staying curious and asking lots of questions. And if your child's starting to say something and you're not familiar with that, like trying to figure it out you can talk to them. Like, I hear you saying this. What are you talking about? You can also search on the internet or your own social media connections to try to learn things. But, you know, parents are, you're constantly trying to guide your children and teach them the skills that they need. Learning to navigate the internet and social media is just another skill that you need to teach them, just like you're going to teach them how to ride a bike or do other independent type skills. Being online is another one of the skills that parents now need to think about. How am I going to teach them to be safe, to be responsible, and to be respectful of other people while online? Because there can be bullying, but there can also just be a lot of other subtle things that are happening too.
Well, I think we've all gone through this, and I think the older parents are going to be at a little bit of a deficit also, because they're not going to be able to understand all the technologies. It's like I speak one language and the kids speak another language and they talk to each other in another language and I don't know what's going on. I mean, I remember somebody saying this the other day. They said, "Oh, LOL," and I said, "Well, why don't you just laugh? What are you going to say, LOL for? Just laugh." You know what? We'll get into that habit. And it was a younger person. So I said, language is starting to change. Little subtle things that are happening as a social media. But I think all in all, it's been more positive. And with parental oversight, adult oversight, it can really be something where it can be as a tool that you can learn and grow from. Be able to discern what's real and what's not real. Like you said, look back at your sources. Just because it's on the internet doesn't mean it happened. So it's a very good process to start. So it's all good. Well, ladies, we're coming up on the end of our show this week, and we always try to end our show with a little humor. Medicine is good for the soul. So we're going to try to stay with a social media cell phone theme. So here we go. I fell asleep on my smartphone the other day. I had downloaded an app. All right, we'll give that a shot. Hey, listen, I want to thank Brenda and thank you, Christy, and also thanks to our listening audience today. Shout out to the Orpheum Theater. Bonnie Raitt and Mavis Staples rocked the house. Thank you for bringing that great talent to Siouxland. I think all who were there really enjoyed a great, great show. Who says the quality of life is lacking in Siouxland? I'll tell you, that was really good for your mental wellness. We're always looking to add to our family, so if you are looking for a career change or to start a new career, please call our HR manager at 293-4700 or email us at Boys and Girls Home Iowa, all small letters, boysandgirlshomeiowa.org. We have immediate openings for full and part-time positions, all shifts, including teachers. Extra dollars to help combat inflation. When things aren't going, we'll be back next Saturday morning at 7 right here on 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, KSCJ, when our topic will be the Boys and Girls Home and Family Services Job Fair. Your homework this week is to have a good laugh. May the sun shine on you. Peace.
Happy trails to you. Until we meet again, happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then, happy trails to you. Till we meet again.
For more information on the services provided by Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, see them online at boysandgirlshomeiowa.org. Or you can call 712-293-4700. To get more information about family services, residential treatment, the Opportunity School, the Siouxland Family Center, and more. At Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, we change lives.